options who are hurt the most by payday lending.
Cordray says the basic rules for those loans will be simple. He says the payday lender would need to apply a full payment test before the loan was given out to determine the consumers have the ability to repay the loan without reborrowing.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
And continuing our emergency traffic, Ricky Meese, this has been going on since the noon hour.
It has. This is a slow crawl southbound I-15 from downtown right out of the gate to about 90th South, where we had that earlier accident about 8500 South, blocking left lanes of traffic. Northbound I-15 also delays Draper to Midvale, and an accident in the mix just after 106 South. We've also seen some heavy and slow traffic on the 21st South Freeway westbound between I-15 and the West Belt, and then again after Bangor Highway. Len Thomas?
Well, if you're on the 215 South Belt, Snail Lake Drive, either direction, I-15 to Redwood Road, and you've got construction westbound Redwood Road in the turn lane. That has the right lane almost stopped. It's starting to move a little bit better now, so if you're in that, good news, it's going to start moving better. And Redwood Road is slow from 3500 South down to West Jordan, and Bangor Highway, a crash 104th South is causing some problems as you head northbound. Mark?
We have some awfully slow traffic. 215 coming up northbound on the north end from I-80. And then I-15's been very slow, really downtown in spots to the north interchange. Another stretch of very heavy traffic about Parrish Lane, Davis County. This time all the way up to SR 193. And stay off of Highway 89. You've had accidents and slowdowns.